Hi everybody, this is Chuck. Welcome back. I want everybody to know that my journey to Aurora, Ohio from Ashtabula, Ohio ended successfully. We ended up having a wonderful presentation there. It was kind of late in the day and I was really surprised that how well it went, because typically when you do a weekend event such as that, the crowds can wane because they get tired. They've been there since maybe Saturday morning. And here I show up at 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon trying to do a presentation, and the crowds are like tired and want to leave. A lot of the vendors are getting ready to pack up and head home, but it was a great presentation. I want everyone to know that it was certainly well received. It was called The Harmonic Happenings in Aurora, Ohio, and my special thanks to Pat Orr. It was great, great, great time by everyone. But what that told me was that when you have a message, and the message resonates with people, you have an obligation to actually talk about that, to get that message out there, whatever it is. And it's really back to this idea about pursuing your passions, because your passions are not something you should pursue just once in a while or every now and then, but you should pursue them constantly, whatever that is. And when you pursue your passions, your enthusiasm will bubble to the surface. And when your enthusiasm bubbles to the surface, everyone around you gains and benefits by that. And it is such a good place to be because you are at that point creative. You are at that point balanced. You're at that point, quote, in the zone, whatever it is. And people relate to it. They actually covet that. And they actually look at that and say, I wish that was me. I wish I had that kind of spirit. And the truth of the matter is, that is you. You do have that kind of spirit. And it's your responsibility to find it. It's your responsibility to hone it. It's your responsibility to share it with other people, to let them know it's okay to be you. It's okay to be excited. It's okay to be happy. It's okay to be successful. It's okay to work hard. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay to be yourself. Because if you're not yourself, who are you? Okay? Again, the opposite of courage is not cowardice. It's complacency. Because when we get complacent, we just sit and do nothing. And one of the great things about living in a free society, such as the United States and other parts of the world, Western Europe, other areas, is simply this, that you are free to pursue your passions to the fullest extent and let people know who you are and what you do, and they will find you because you are telling the world, I'm here, I'm dear, and this is important. And I have a message and I want to resonate to the planet. And that message will get out there and people will hear you and people will like it. And people will want to follow you and people will want to hear more about what you're talking about because deep in their soul, deep in their spirit, they want that too. It is so important to understand that people do not need fixing. People need finding. And who finds them? They find themselves. I don't find them. I might talk to them. I might encourage them to be motivated. I might encourage them to be inspired. I might encourage them to do great things. But until they find that spark of inspiration in their soul, they will not be that. Now, they might, doesn't mean they're not successful people, doesn't mean they don't work hard. But what it means is maybe there's just that little bit of cutting edge that they could bring to the table that they're not. Maybe there's just that little bit of difference that can help them soar to a higher level that they're really not bringing to the table. It is so important. It is so important that the number one obligation you have is to find your passion. Find that spirit that drives you, whatever that is. Your second obligation is to find the courage to pursue it, to take that extra few minutes every day, every week, whatever it is, and chase it. Chase it like the last bus in the night. Because if you don't do it, if you don't chase it, nobody else will. A few years ago, I wrote my first book, What's in the Well Comes Up in the Bucket. And that's one of those books that I'd thought about writing it for years. And I kept starting and stopping and starting and stopping. And I finally decided I'm either going to do it, or I'm just going to say, okay, that was a fanciful dream. Forget about it. Go on and do something else. Go fishing, because I love to fish. Well, I decided, no, I'm going to do this. I'm going to write this book. I'm going to find a way to get it done. I'm going to find people to help me. I'm going to find what I need to be doing. Remember, like I said, I didn't need fixing. I needed finding. And I needed to find a way in my heart to get it done. And not only did I get the first book done, but then I got the second book done. Then I got the third book done. Now I'm working on a fourth book. So I think it's really important that you decide what it is you want to do and then find a way to do it. And whether it takes 5 minutes or 5 weeks or 5 years, it doesn't matter. Because at the end of that period of time, you're going to say, I did it. This is something I wanted to do. This is who I am. And set about doing it. Because again, if you don't, no one else is going to do it for you. Okay, so you have raw talent. You have natural gifts. They're there. You may not use them to the fullest extent that you can or should, but you need to find a way to do it. Spend some time thinking about it. You know, when I do my seminars and my workshops, and I do, right at the moment, I'm doing about one a week, and inevitably, it always happens where someone will say, how do I find my passion? Wow. That is the million-dollar question right there. How do I find my passion? And the answer I give them is, pay attention to the things you do. You know, I don't consider myself a motivational speaker because we don't need motivation to do the things we love. I think you have to really understand that. We don't need motivation to do the things we love. So whatever it is you love to do, that's your passion. Do it. Find a way to do it. Okay? Whatever you've got to do, if you've got to learn more about it, then study more about it. If you've got to write about it, write about it. If you've got to get active in that endeavor, get active in that endeavor. Whatever that is, start doing that because that will give you the courage to put up with all the other crap that's happening in your life while you develop the passion that you know is there. So sometimes, you know, when you listen to Tony Robbins and some other great speakers, they'll say things like, you know, start today. Start pursuing it today. Take 10 minutes today and do nothing but that. And then eventually what happens is that 10 minutes becomes 30 minutes, and 30 minutes becomes an hour, and an hour becomes 2 hours, and then it becomes a lifestyle. So find out what that is. Find a way within your life to pursue it, and then go from there. And what you're going to find is at the other end, you're going to, as a good friend of mine, Tim Hoopengartner says, you're going to transform your life from within. Not from without, but from within. And that is so important, because once you change your life, everything changes. Your habits, your thoughts, your passions, your relationships, your wealth, your money, everything changes. You know, people who pursue their passions tend to A, make more money, and B, live longer, and C, everything else is better. Okay, and so I can't say enough how you need to actually find out what that is and pursue it. If you want, you can email me at Chuck at passporttopassion.com, and we can talk a little bit about what your options are. We do have a program that we offer people to help them through the process. It takes a little bit of time to talk about it. It's not that expensive. You can also go there, and that's where my books would be located. And I'm not doing this to sort of hawk my books, but people do ask me all the time, how do I get a hold of your books? If you go to www.passport2passion.com, you'll begin to start to get a feel for who I am, what I look like, and the books that I represent. And from there, you can begin to maybe start to build your own library, start to build your own list of things that you know you need to do. Because I'm going to make this guarantee. I'm going to guarantee that in 5 years, you will be older. You will be 5 years older. And what your life looks like then, it all depends on what you're going to do today. So, you know, my name's Chuck Losey. Feel free to contact me at chuck@passporttopassion.com. Feel free to go to my website, www.passporttopassion.com. And until we meet again, my friends, remember, you're loved, and follow your passion.